This is the SoCal Sports Dojo,
hosted by Javi Iniguez,
Andrew Zetterberg,
the place where we tell you everything you need to know in SoCal sports this week.
Welcome to the SoCal Sports Dojo.
Yeah.
My name is Javi Iniguez, and I'm with
Big Z Andrew Zetterberg.
It dawned on me this morning, about our show yesterday. I'm a little upset.
What?
Because I didn't catch it when it happened.
What?
Yesterday, we were talking about Marcus Mariota.
Yes.
And I said, "Sco Ducks." And then you asked me to say it again.
Yes.
And I didn't catch on it.
Yeah.
I didn't catch up on it. And the reason why I didn't catch up on it was because, you know, I was not in the right frame of mind. You caught me off guard. And I want to apologize to all my Kings fans out there.
Too late.
All my Kings fans. I can't believe you just let me walk on. Continue on with the show.
Yeah.
After I said that.
And I knew you didn't get it at first. So I was just like, oh, well, okay. He doesn't get it, but maybe eventually he'll realize it.
I was like, you said it. And I was just like, oh, say it again. I was just like, okay, I'll say it again. I thought it was no big deal. I apologize to the Kings fans out there.
Can I get you to say, go Clippers go?
Oh, go Spurs go.
Yeah.
I'm doing that. Go Spurs go. I know we're SoCal sports, but I don't know.
Yeah, I want the Spurs to win just so I don't have to edit the game on Saturday when I go into work.
If you guys don't know where Andrew works, tell me where you work, bro.
Fox Sports Radio.
Hell yeah.
Editor. And these Clipper games are the worst to edit because I have to take the TV call from the Clippers and I take the radio call from the Spurs. So it makes it hard because the TV is live, obviously, and then the radio is like 2 minutes behind. So like I'm watching the Clippers live and I have to wait for a call. And then if it's not a good call, but there's a good Spurs call, I have to switch the receiver to get the Spurs radio call and I can miss the live basketball. And I can always rewind, but it just makes it so hard and difficult. And it'll be one less game to edit, which makes it nice. So we'll see, but
no Clippers victory because Andrew would have to work hard at work.
Yes. No, I wouldn't say work hard, just more work.
More
and
work.
Then it'd be more post-game work as well. The post-game is the worst as well.
How's Jay Moore?
He's good.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's
still
doing
homies?
Well. Yeah, he
gave you a shout-out the other day, right?
Yeah, he did.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, he always credits me during the show, but yeah, it was pretty cool when he talked about me for like 20 to 30 seconds on air, so... Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, Andrew's famous, guys. He's famous.
All right,
Fox Sports.
Let me ask you this. What do the Clippers need to do to win this game six?
Clippers.
And I'll answer the Spurs. Unless you want to take the Spurs side, I can take Clippers.
I'll take the Spurs side.
Okay. What do the Spurs need to do to win game six and win the series?
They need to do what they do, and what they do is win. The Spurs.
That's a really good idea. They need to win to win this game.
No, but the Spurs are going to do what they do, and they're going to win. That's what I'm going to say, because all they do is win. They find a way to win every year. They're old. They keep getting older. Popovich is the man. Timmy Duncan, last year, going to go out on top. I just don't see the Clippers beating the Spurs tonight in Game 6 in San Antonio. I just don't see it.
I think the first quarter will tell the tale. I think if the Clippers aren't...
You know what? I don't think the first quarter will tell the tale for
I
this
think it
reason.
Will.
Because the Clippers looked pretty good in the first three quarters of that game five. It wasn't until the fourth quarter where you started to see some of the players' fatigue, and that had to do with their bench.
That's my point.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to say, if they're not up by maybe 10.
Oh, okay. That's pretty good.
After the first quarter, at least, you know, up by a few going into halftime, I wouldn't be too confident if I were a Clipper fan. I think, well, first off, Popovich, obviously the better coach. Spurs will be better rested since they didn't play as many minutes as the Clippers did throughout this whole series, let alone game five. But, you know, they have that bench they can go to give their starters a rest. Clippers can't do that tonight. I would be surprised if Chris Paul plays less than 44 minutes. That's sitting out 4 minutes the whole game. Maybe two to start the second and two to at the end of the third quarter, but yeah, I don't like the Clippers' chances. We'll do predictions later because I'm sure you have a rapid fire question for me.
Mm-hmm.
At least I have one for you. So,
I do that one.
We'll,
for
yeah,
you.
We'll leave it at that for now. But I want to ask you one more thing. Do you still give DeAndre a max deal if you're a GM of an NBA team?
I know we talked about this in one of our previous shows, and I believe I said that I would.
Sounds like you're going back on your word.
No,
now.
I'm gonna keep it. You know what? I'm gonna keep it. DeAndre's a good player. You know, I felt like
he's a good player. You just said it. He's not a great player. He's not a max level player.
But you know what? In some circumstances, if a team's really looking to get better, they might have to give a guy like DeAndre Jordan a max contract just to maybe win the bidding war.
Fair enough.
So I wouldn't necessarily want to give it to him, but I would.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got you. I know what you mean by that. You know, some teams need a splash, and he could be a splash that some teams need.
Mm-hmm.
We went out of order. I didn't see the Ducks were at the top of our
dude,
rundown.
How could you forget your Duckies, man?
I had my whole thing set up differently, but Ducks play tonight.
Quack.
Got my Go Ducks or Let's Go Ducks shirt on. Got it for free at game one. I'll get a free shirt game two on Sunday.
True Ducky fan right here, wearing his hat and everything too.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Got my old school hat on.
Rocking it. Called him the other day during what was it, game four?
What? Oh, you called me?
Yeah.
That's right.
I called him during game four, and you know, I had to break some bad news to him, but he was in such a good mood.
He
did not care. He was just like, man, we'll take care of that later. But yeah. He was in a good mood.
I got a sweet new wallpaper as well. Look at that.
Oh, that's your boy, huh?
Yeah. Ryan Kesler is my iPhone paper. He's the coolest player. He's probably the coolest player in the NHL. He's American.
Jersey?
He's American.
He's not Canadian.
He's not Canadian. He's American.
Hell yeah.
Big plus.
Go America.
Yeah.
USA.
Yeah.
All the way.
Playing another Canadian team today.
Yeah, you are.
What's that about?
The Calgary Flames.
Yeah. I'm actually feeling very confident going into this series. I think the Jets were a bigger test than the Flames will be. This is probably going to backfire against me, but I'm just going to go with what I think. I think the Flames' hot streak will be put out.
I see what you did there.
That was too easy.
You just said that you're pretty confident going into this series.
Yes.
And I found a statistic, I found a fact that should make you confident at least about your home games at the Honda Center.
And we have home ice.
Yes, you do. You do. You have home field advantage. Do you have home field advantage throughout the Western Conference?
Yes.
What about in the, I don't know how the Stanley Cup playoffs
I
work.
Think the Rangers and Canadians have a bit more points than us, so no, but
gotcha.
That doesn't matter.
Okay, but going back to my point, going back to that statistic, do you know how many games it's been since the Ducks lost to the Flames at home?
I'm pretty sure it's 20.
Wow.
I think
this guy does know his stuff.
I saw them play the Flames earlier this year, and it was the last time they played them at home before the playoffs. And I don't remember if that was the 19th win or if I went in knowing they had won 19 in a row. And they beat them, of course, because they don't lose at home to the Flames. But I think it is 20. Is that right?
Yes, yeah, it's 20.
Right. Okay, yeah.
It's a good round number.
I mean, the Flames, they are like the Jets. They're young. They're pretty fast skaters, but they're not as big and physical. And also, do you know who their goalie is?
Didn't he get suspended?
No.
Okay, he got brought up. He got pulled from a game.
Yeah, he got pulled from the last game.
Why did he get pulled? Do you know why he got pulled?
Allowed 3 goals in 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty bad.
But do you know who he is?
Who is he?
Jonas Hiller.
Did he used to play for the Ducks?
Yeah, he played last year.
Oh, yeah.
It didn't end well.
What happened?
Well, last season in the playoffs, the Ducks had a goalie carousel that was unbelievable. They had 3 different starters throughout the first 2 rounds. And eventually Hiller, it's a long story, but Hiller was eventually yanked and they started John Gibson, who was 20 at the time, in front of him, knowing that Hiller was going
to
leave in the offseason. And he left, went to the Flames, and he's been good. He's been good, but nothing, you know, to, you know, be extremely scared about. But it'll be interesting because you know he wants
revenge
to shut us down.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see how this first period plays out. If we can get 2 by him, maybe even 3, the crowd's going to get on his butt.
On his butt. And, you know, maybe that could, maybe scoring early on him can motivate him even more. But at the same time, maybe that could break him down. And I feel like it would break him down.
Especially after last game where he got pulled.
Yeah,
he got
yanked.
So his last performance on ice was not good. So, you know, that's got to be in his mind. But you know how in hockey, when a goalie isn't doing too hot, the crowd just chants his last name.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really
hoping. What my dad always said? What? He said, the best indicator for future performance is past performance. So luck is definitely on your side here, my friend.
Well, skill.
Skill. Luck, same thing. Yeah. Not really.
But
got to be good to get lucky.
One last thought. Ducks, big postseason, you know, comeback kids this season. That's been well documented. But the Flames are the same way. So, you know, I will not be satisfied until there's zeros across the scoreboard in this Western Conference semifinal best of seven series.
Prediction right now.
Ducks in five.
Okay.
And I'll be there.
You will.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. It's a home game.
Yep. I'll be there. What about you?
Sweet. I'm going to go Ducks in four.
Sweet.
I'm going for the double sweep here.
Ow.
Double sweep, first two round sweeps. I'm going big.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised.
I want it to happen. That'd be
Ducks
cool.
Are just, they're just better by a good step in every facet of hockey. Maybe not speed, I think, because they have Johnny Gaudreau, who's really fast. But okay, let's talk about some NFL to LA.
NFL to LA.
It's a little topical because of the Rivers trade, and we'll get to that in a little bit. There hasn't been much moving since we last talked about it. Although I think Carson City Council did approve 3-0 unanimously to build a stadium.
They did.
But that doesn't mean much. I mean, you still need to get funding and have the whole plan and have a team coming. Same thing still going on in Inglewood. I think they are starting construction on a stadium. I have to double check that. But I know that, you know, they have the approval. They have Stan Kroenke, who wants to build there. But now it's just who is going to come. So let me ask you, Javi. One team for now. Who do you want to come?
Who do I want to come, or who do I think is going to come?
Who do you want?
I want the Rams to come.
You want the Rams?
Mm-hmm. I feel like the Rams are going to come just because I feel like the Inglewood plans are more set in place than the Carson ones are. And I feel like that's what's going to happen. And I want the Rams to be here. I feel like, you know, bringing the Rams back to L.A. would be pretty cool. But I also think that it's possible that the Chargers could be here. Right now, looking at those plans, it looks like the Rams would go to Inglewood and the Chargers would go to Carson. And I saw this really, really cool, sketch or drawing of one of the Carson stadiums. And it was basically molded towards the Chargers. You know, everything was going towards, that's going to be the Chargers' home stadium if they come to Los Angeles. And there was this really cool, I guess, I don't know what it called it, statue or building or some type of equipment. I don't know what it is, but it was really cool because there was like these two magnetic balls, and they were near the scoreboard at the end of, I don't know, the north or south side of the stadium by the end zone. And they say that every time the Chargers would score, it would like do like a lightning bolt.
Oh, that'd be so really cool. Scary, but that'd be really cool. That'd be nuts.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be so cool.
Yeah, so it looks like both of those teams are coming, maybe. I don't know, but
do you think LA can support two teams?
I think
like
so.
Like off the bat, like right away they could support two teams?
Yeah.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. I really do think so. You know, I feel like people in LA support the NFL. You know, you see fans, Raider fans, you see Charger fans, you see Niner fans, you see all kinds of fans here. Rams fans, even Patriots fans, you see all kinds of fans here. People in LA love their sports, so I feel like, you know, if two franchises came to LA, LA would have no problem supporting both of those franchises.
So since we're talking about the Chargers a little bit, the Rivers trade is kind of a big subject on that because it's been documented he doesn't want to live in LA for who the heck knows why. I mean, yeah. Why wouldn't you want to live and
Weirdo.
Play in L.A.?
Weirdo.
But, I mean, he is a super Southern guy, you know, devoted Christian, five kids, probably wants to live on some big
farm or something.
Ranch. I don't want to say plantation, but big ranch, a lot of cattle and horses running around. So, you know, of course, there's been the speculation of the trade of Phillip Rivers to Tennessee tonight. NFL draft is tonight, about 3 hours away. Is there any chance that first off that trade goes off? Do you think?
I feel like something's gonna happen. I feel like somebody's gonna move up to that number two spot, whether it's the Chargers, whether it's Cleveland or Philadelphia. I feel like something's gonna happen by tonight.
Now, but let me say this: if the Chargers trade Rivers for that number two pick, what does that say about them moving to LA?
I would love that.
Does that mean, because if he doesn't want to play in LA? Like, I mean, he's a pretty good quarterback. He wouldn't just, you know, trade him, you know, with 1 year left on his deal for, you know, the number two pick. Well, maybe you would. I don't know. But would that kind of show that, hey, we want to move to L.A., so we're going to get rid of Rivers and bring someone else in who's very popular in, you know, the Pac-12 sphere, Marcus Mariota? I don't know.
I think that'd be a huge deal. If that trade were to go through, I'd want the Chargers over the Rams just because I'm a big Mariota fan. You got me in the trap yesterday. Sko Ducks, Oregon. Sko Ducks. You know what? I actually met Mariota in person.
I don't understand the Sko.
I don't either.
Is that what they say?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. Oregon, they're probably just high off their butts.
They just want to be cool. Yeah. Because they got those cool unis.
All right, let's move to the Angels. Angels. We talked about Hamilton yesterday. We're not going to talk about that at all today. But they're playing right now, actually. They're up 1-0, top of the fourth. They got their run off a Giovatella single to center. Butera scored.
Giovatella? Yeah. Isn't that... They're playing against the A's, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I just picked up Giovatella today on my fantasy team.
Got you an RBI. He is second on the team in batting average. I mean, realistically, he's first because Grant Green's in first, but yes. he's only has like six at-bats. But yeah, Giovatella providing that spark. Loving it.
Yeah, providing that spark for my team, too. My second base category is struggling.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's talk more about the Angels. Trout going deep yesterday. Did you see that?
Yeah, and he's still putting up his, you know, usual numbers. But the rest of the team really scares the bejeebus out of me.
Doesn't look good. Pujols pulled up with a hammy injury last night. Did you see that?
Yeah, but he's hitting 208, so it's not like it's going to be a huge miss right now. But you still want him to get to that form. But I was going to say, Ibar is hitting 211. Freeze is hitting 210, although he does have four home runs and 15 RBIs. Pujols... it's hitting 208, Cowgill 184, Matt Joyce 143, Iannetta 93.
Wow.
So it's just like...
93, that just sounds so weird. I thought you were going to say something else before no, that. 93.
Flat out 93. His slugging percentage is 111.
Wow.
He has one extra base hit the whole year. And I mean, Iannetta wasn't terrible last year. He put up some decent numbers. He hit a few homers. I know he hit home run in the postseason against the Royals, but
this is what I gotta say about that. And maybe this will make you feel better. It's obvious that the Angels are struggling offensively right now. It's obvious. But one thing that I've learned about sports and about baseball is that numbers don't lie. And guys like Pujols.
I thought you said you weren't gonna scare me.
Huh? No, I'm just saying. Let me finish my point. Guys like Pujols. Guys like Trout. Even Freeze, you know, guys like Ibar. You look at their career numbers, and they're nothing like the numbers you're seeing right now. It's only 1 month into the season, you know?
Now you want to say why you just scared me even more?
Why?
Because look at their career numbers, and they've been on a downward trend over the last few years.
Not it's
You
not,
were just setting
it's
me
not
up.
As bad.
You were just trying
it's
to not, sound like you were pro Angels, okay, but then you're going to shoot me down.
208. I don't think Albert Pujols is in a bad 208 for the rest of the season. That's if he's healthy.
That's a big if. He's, what, 40, 34, yeah. 35?
Trout can't do it alone, man. He can't.
I was going to ask you, can Trout carry this team to the playoffs?
He cannot do it on his own.
And even the pitching staff isn't doing all that amazing right now. I know Weaver's struggling. We do have Richards back, which
he's
is
pretty
huge.
Good.
That's a huge, you know, get for us. But
Shoemaker looked pretty good yesterday. Only threw, what, 5 2/3, but he got the victory last night.
So. Yeah. Getting those W's. I'm trying to pull up the stats, but I can't figure out how to do it. Oh, pitching. There it is. Yeah. ERA. Weaver's at 5.83. Shoemaker's at 6. That's just not good. Santiago's been our best pitcher. 2.28 ERA.
Hector?
Yeah.
Oh, what's up, Hector?
I know. What the heck's up with that? 2-1 on the year. Weaver has yet to get a win this year as well. So, yeah, Angels are kind of scaring me, but all right, let's just move into rapid fire. I don't want to talk about the Angels anymore. Mm-hmm. Rapid fire!
So, since I went first yesterday,
you
I'm
have to
let
put a
go.
number behind your back, and I have to guess now.
All right. I'm going to go. You went 1-2?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to do the same thing. I was going to do something different, but it wouldn't have worked.
I know it's number 2 behind your back, but I'm going to say number 1.
How did you know it was number 2?
Because... You thought that I would think that you would switch it because it was 2 yesterday.
Yeah.
But I want to say number one because that's where the Ducks are going to finish this year.
Oh.
Okay, do you want to go first or second?
You know where the we know where the Kings finished the last 2 years?
Last two out of 3 years.
2 or 3 years.
Yeah, now 2 out of 4 years. But okay. Number one, they did. Yeah, good job. you want to go first or second?
Am I asking the question first or are you asking the question first?
You tell me.
Is that all right? I'll ask the question first.
All right, ask me a question.
All right, this is a question on, I guess, your baseball knowledge.
Okay.
Just because I'm interested. Do you know how to calculate ERA?
Yes.
What is it?
It's earned runs divided by innings pitched.
It is runs divided by innings pitched. You have
earned
that correct.
Runs.
Earned runs divided by innings pitched times?
Times 3? 0.3?
Times 9.
Oh, because 9 innings in a game.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was close.
You were close.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. I had to look it up like two days ago.
Well, that makes me feel better then.
To calculate my own ERA.
All right. We talked about this one yesterday in our performance review session with Mike Laponis, our advisor. What athlete would you date?
Oh.
Athlete.
You warned me about this one, and I didn't think about it. But I'm just going to go with one that pops into my head right now. Alex Morgan. How did you know?
Because who wouldn't?
How did you know?
Who wouldn't?
Dude, she's a hottie.
Who wouldn't?
She's a baddie. She's young, too.
And she gets that endorsement deals.
She looks good.
Oh, yeah.
Looks real good.
All right, your turn.
I'm going to go back to sports. Let's go back to the sports question.
That was a sports question, but okay.
Well, kind of.
Hit me with it.
Does Albert Pujols play more than 140 games this season?
100? How many are in a season? 162?
162.
No. Well, especially if he just got hurt last night, because he'll get a few
Do you
rest
feel
games.
Like? Do you feel like the Angels need him to play more than 140 games in a season for them to be successful?
Who knows? I don't know, man. Baseball's weird. I mean, if someone else steps up,
who?
He needs to play. CJ Cron could. He's backup first baseman.
Yeah, DH, right?
I'm gonna say that they need him to play 130 games.
That's fair enough.
Favorite backyard sports game?
Backyard baseball, dude. Yeah. You have to go that was backyard the best one. Baseball.
Which version? There's been like. Well, they've gone off track lately, but the original or 2001 or 2005?
I don't remember, but I just remember, I think it was 2005.
Okay, that was a good one.
I think it was the most recent. I think it was 2001, actually. I was a little bit younger.
That was with Ken Griffey on the front. That guy hit bombs for me.
Great.
I played on the field with the big fence in right field, and I would just loft balls over that with him.
Abner Doubleday. Is that what one of them's name was?
That sounds like the announcer.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. I think that's what it was.
No, it's Abner Doubleplay.
Doubleplay. Doubleday
like
was the guy.
D-U-B-B-L-E.
Yeah, Abner Doubleday, I think, was the guy that founded baseball, or like created
Sounds familiar.
Doubleplay, I think you're right.
Yeah. All right, I'll ask you another backyard sports game next week question about it. All right, your turn.
All right, big fight this weekend.
Yes.
May 2nd.
Yes.
Some people say it's the biggest fight in boxing history. Manny Pac-Man Pacquiao, Floyd Money Mayweather, who do you want to win?
I'm going to ask you a question along with that, and this will count as one of mine.
All right.
Okay. Do you think I want a 5-time accused domestic violence person to win, or do you think I want someone to win who is against gay marriage?
Why would you throw that on me?
That's
right
just
now?
The way I'm throwing it.
That's the way you're putting it on
me
right
which
now?
One? Which one do you think I want? Not because of that, obviously, but just...
I can't answer that question.
Okay, well, who do you think?
You throw me in a trap there. Who would I want?
Who do I want out of those two? Someone who's been accused of domestic violence 5 times or someone who is against gay marriage?
I think you would go with someone who's against gay marriage.
Yes.
Okay.
Just because I feel like that's not as nearly
bad.
As bad.
Yeah,
as
it's not nearly as bad.
Someone who's had domestic violence 5 times.
5 times.
And that's Floyd Mayweather, the anti... gay marriage is Manny Pacquiao.
Is he still a senator or something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, he's a senator in the Philippines.
Hmm.
Yeah. All right, so yes, I want Manny Pacquiao, and you guessed right. So now it's back to you.
Question, ask me.
No, you ask me now.
No, I asked you who do you want.
And I asked you who do you think.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who do I think is going to win? Or who do I
okay,
want
who,
to win?
All right, no.
Okay, I'm confused.
I'll go now. Okay, this is number 4.
All right.
Will there be a Game 7 in Spurs Clips?
No.
Okay. Fair enough. We can just stop it at that.
All right.
All right. You ask me now.
All right. Will I don't know what to ask. Fuck.
Ask me if there will be any big trades in the NFL draft.
NFL drafts today. Who goes number 1 overall?
Winston.
You go Jameis?
Yeah, because he's from Florida, and they want that local product feel to it. It'll sell more seats.
All right.
I'd rather take Mariota, though.
All right.
I like humble over cocky, which is why I also want Pacquiao over Mayweather. All right, now, who wins in Mayweather versus Pacquiao?
Mayweather.
Dude, knockout, decision, TKO.
That's going to be a decision. I feel like they're going to go to decision, and I feel like, you know, Floyd Money, the guy's good. He's really good. He's undefeated. And I feel like, you know, Manny Pac, I feel like if this this fight happened a couple years ago, I'd take Manny. You know, he had the swinger's chance. The guy looks like he could hit pretty hard, but I don't know. I just feel like...
I think Pacquiao's going to win.
You think Pacquiao's going to win?
I think he might win. I feel like
everybody wants Pac-Man to win. I just don't think it's going to happen.
I think it'll be a knockout of some kind as well.
You think so?
I think he's going to go for that, and I think Floyd will not try to knock him out and play defensive, and I think Pacquiao will get a few punches in, and Floyd had never been in that situation.
That would be so awesome, because I've never seen Floyd hit the floor before.
Exactly.
I've never seen him bleed one time. One time, and it was in a recent fight, but I've never seen him hit the floor.
That's what I'm hoping for.
That'd be awesome. Yeah. That'd be so worth it. Even if Floyd ended up winning, but say if Pacquiao knocked him down once or twice, that'd be pretty cool.
Be interesting.
Really awesome.
All right, we out.
We out. That's it.
That's it. So we did two shows this week. Yeah, we did. Hope you guys enjoy them.
Hope you enjoy your game on Sunday.
Yeah, and tonight.
Yeah, oh, go man. Clips.
Yeah, anxiety starting to...
Go Clips, go Duckies, SoCal Spurs.
Go Spurs.
You know what? I thought about it after I said it. You know, I was thinking about maybe changing my answer. We got to go with the Clips, bro.
You can. I'm not.
We got to go with... They're SoCal Sports.
I don't care.
How can you not support your SoCal Sports teams?
Something I'm not supporting them.
You're from SoCal.
Something I'm not supporting them. I just would rather not edit that game on Saturday.
Oh, you heard it here first.
Yep.
Andrew Zetterberg.
Andrew Z signing off.
Javi,
gotta go to work.
Javi Mocha. Yeah, Fox Sports.
See ya.
See you guys.